Liberal go to win the top job in the Church of England? Let's find out.
Always a controversial figure, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Anthony Taylor, today very publicly denounced Labour's inability to support
a supporter of same-sex partnerships. There have been further calls for a split in the Anglican Church and a return to traditional Anglican values.
It's important that the Church can change and adapt. Not a relic of the past, but a mouthpiece for
Taylor has been
president.
A constant thorn in the government's side. Taylor's actions today call to mind Henry II's pronouncement, who will rid me of this
medicine? At a time
in
life when many men of his age would be looking to retirement, Anthony Taylor shows no sign of slowing down. And with the Pope's official visit to the UK next year, it'll be more of the same at Lambeth Palace.
You're probably thinking what an awful day to start.
It had crossed my mind.
Sorry to bring you in so early.
No, 7's fine. It was 6 a.m. starts at Channel 4.
Yeah, the Today programme always fills Lambeth Palace with a horror unimaginable. We generally try to pull the press officer in early on a John Humphreys day. Things are apt to get a bit dicey.
Sure.
And the threat of eternal damnation rings a bit hollow with a self-avowed atheist. You've seen the papers this morning?
All ginned up.
Great. Right now, Archbishop Taylor's more popular with the Catholics than the Anglicans.
I read the poll in the Telegraph.
Yes, it's all very embarrassing. The Tablet even has the ABC tipped for beatification. A joke, obviously. Who knew the Catholics had such a waspish sense of humour?
The ABC?
Archbishop of Canterbury. Sorry. What Lambeth Palace needs right now is a swift reversal of fortunes.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Bad day to go down with something.
Oh, sorry, no, just blind panic.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's the people that come into this job with a sanguine mind and a cast-iron stomach that we tend to worry about.
Russell.
Michael. Dr. Michael Lombard, Bishop of Oxford, Claudia Chisholm, ABC's new press officer.
Of course, good to meet you.
You're heading up the team for the Pope's visit next year.
Oh, somebody's been doing their homework.
Up all night.
We're meeting the Archbishop at White City.
And Simon?
He's already there, briefing.
Great.
I've booked as a cab.
It's 7:50. It's time for Thought for the Day. And the speaker in our studio this morning is the Archbishop of York, Dr. David Channing. Good morning.
Good morning. Division. Everywhere we look in today's world, we can see division, disunity, disharmony. And amid this division, it's often difficult for us to sense the presence of God. This failure to connect with God is made all the harder when we conjure up the Lord as a weapon to further our own selfish ambitions. But division can also be...
We'll take you through to the studio in a couple of minutes, Dr. Taylor.
Thank you. If David Channing imagines for 1 minute that he's going to steal my thunder, using God as a weapon, it's because I want to tackle the government head on.
I honestly think David Channing would like a clear division between church and state, and never the twain shall meet.
There is no division between religion and politics. At least there shouldn't be. It's about having a moral conscience. And if David's constantly going to bang on about the evils of homosexuality and the ordination of women bishops, it's reductive. It reduces the Anglican communion to a two-subject talking shop.
I'm sorry we're late.
Oh, Michael, excellent. At last, the voice of reason.
Are things that bad?
I'm about to get a grilling from John Humphreys, and nobody thought of letting me know that David Channing was going to shoot me down in flames on Thought for the Day.
We didn't tell you because nobody told us.
Anything I can do?
No, damage limitation. I've booked you a car back to Oxford. There'll be a segment for the 1 o'clock news.
Oh, OK.
Thank you, Michael. We need staunch supporters in our hour of need.
The car should be outside.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Anthony, this is...
No, I'm assuming this is Claudia Chisholm, or else we've been infiltrated by the enemy.
Your Grace.
Anthony. Sorry to drop you in at the deep end like this.
I don't think you've met Simon Brooker, ABC's chief of staff.
If John Humphreys brings up the homosexuality question...
And he will.
I'll tell him it's a matter of conscience. It's between the individual and God Almighty.
But John Humphreys thinks he is God Almighty.
You've read in God We Doubt, Claudia?
Oh, absolutely.
That's required reading.
What did you think?
I started to question the existence of John Humphreys. Dr. Taylor, if you'd like to follow me through to the studio.
I don't want to be caught out like that again. If I've got a follow-on after the Archbishop of York, I want advance notice, OK? How David manages to pip me to the post every time.
God knows.
Yes, Simon, but is he going to let us know? Anyway.
Russell, diary.
Yes. So the BBC want to do a behind-closed-doors documentary, A Year in the Life of Lambeth Palace, see how the Church of England really functions.
When it functions.
We've had a call from ITV.
this morning wanted to know if you'd be interested in getting a hair makeover from Charles Worthington.
Just me?
You and the chief rabbi.
Well, I'm all for interfaith relations.
Well, that's what I said.
Is now a good time to bring up the Archbishop of Canterbury Christmas tree decoration?
Is there ever a good time?
Point taken. Do we need to talk about the Holy Week lecture series?
Now, first things first, the Archbishop's New Year message is going out on BBC Two. Pause for Thought, want you on Radio Two.
And Radio Five Live want to do an interview. Oh yes, and then the Catholics are coming.
En masse.
Is that the collective noun? Mm.
They want to confirm travel arrangements for the Pope's visit next year.
Of course.
How's the House of Lords speech?
It's about the fracturing of British society.
We're blaming it on New Labour, or what New Labour has become.
Do we still call them New Labour?
Would you check that, Claudia?
Sure.
There was another discussion on News 24. Is the Church of England crumbling from within? The inside story. I mean, for God's sake.
The inside story? Whose inside story?
A Lambeth Palace source. The Daily Telegraph are really going to town with it.
Email the Telegraph. Tell them we're praying for them.
Are you serious?
We had a call from the BBC. They wanted to know if you chair an episode of Have I Got News For You?
Must we?
We light pencil that.
I think I'll pass, if I may. Is it me? Or is it hot in here?
Would you open the window, Russell?
Are you okay?
I'm feeling a bit...
Do you have any water?
Yes, here.
Drink this.
No.
St. Thomas's Hospital! Quickly!
No. I told them. I'll come in for a meeting, but if they're not going to be flexible... Right, well, that's what I said. I was with ITV for 20 years. I don't care if we're in the grip of an economic downturn. That sort of figure is just insulting.
I don't know what they'd magnificat.
That's a ridiculous name to give a cat.
Why?
It's pretentious.
Thanks. Call me if you hear anything.
OK, I'll posit a question.
Posit?
Isn't it more pretentious to attempt to lead one's flock on the path to righteousness?
Seb, don't throw Daddy's sermons back in his face.
It's best place for him.
I blame Oxford University. It's made him bolshy.
Brooks. He goes to Oxford Brooks.
Who's on the phone?
Lucy. She's trying to negotiate a deal. I said if I'm taking on another job as news editor, I'm doing it on my terms.
Good for you, Grace.
I said you try getting by on a bishop's salary. I want a pay package that can keep him in a lifestyle to which he's become accustomed.
No, so I'm the kept husband, am I?
Jade, I thought you said you didn't have any coursework.
It's just Shakespeare. Was Hamlet mad? Support your argument with quotes from Hamlet's soliloquies.
Well, he was talking to himself, wasn't he? Hello, yes?
Michael, it's Russell.
Sorry, we are still meeting at 10, aren't we?
Have you got the television on?
Sorry?
BBC One.
Oh, Grace, put it on one.
What?
The television, put it on BBC One.
We're joining Phil Peterson outside Lambeth Palace. Phil.
Alex, I have to say the information we're getting through is scant at best. What I can tell you is that at 8:30 yesterday morning, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Anthony Taylor, was returning to Lambeth Palace after an interview for the BBC's Today programme and was taken by car to St. Thomas's Hospital. Oh.
Simon, good of you to come, Michael.
Grace drove me. Traffic was terrible outside Oxford.
I don't know what you've heard.
I heard the Radio 4 news in the car.
Yes?
Critical but stable, they said.
Oh, that's putting a slightly optimistic spin on things.
Bad?
Well, there's the truth and there's the party line.
And there's a discrepancy between the two?
There's a certain amount of spinning, yes.
Well, how ill is he?
This is his room.
I was only with him yesterday.
24 hours is a long time in religion. Doctor... This is Dr. Michael Lombard.
Hello.
Oh, God.
I wonder if you could tell Dr. Lombard what you told me.
I'd say he has another 24 hours. No more than that.
24 hours?
Give or take. It's never an exact science, I'm afraid.
And there's nothing that can be done.
If you put a lot of stock in the power of prayer...
That's a given.
Now might be a good time to call in some favours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It
doesn't give us much time to play with.
What are you going to tell the press?
Nothing for now. Can we talk off the record?
Of course.
Other than being an absolute pain in the arse for the PM, it's difficult trying to work out exactly what Archbishop Taylor's primacy actually added up to. Division, the fracturing of the worldwide Anglican communion. Archbishop Taylor was very good at driving in wedges, but not so good when it came to healing wounds.
I think that's rather a bleak spin to put on things.
Bleak or inaccurate?
I don't think there's any doubting his holiness.
No, there was no doubting his holiness. We need a peacemaker now, Michael. Somebody who can carry on the work Anthony started, but can still mend bridges. But we've got to move quickly.
I'm not quite sure what you're
saying. Michael, I think you might be the best man for the job.
actually said that?
Michael, you might be the best man for the job.
And you told him yes?
I told him no.
What?
Archbishop of Canterbury, me, Grace, it's ridiculous.
Is it? Anthony getting ill? It's almost like it's meant to be. You can't let an opportunity like this slip away. Don't you want to get to the end of your career having achieved more than...
What, Bishop of Oxford isn't enough for you?
All I am saying...
I'm sorry if my rise to the church hasn't been quite as meteoric as you might have hoped.
Oh, come on, move it, you silly man. I mean, we're pitched from pillar to post. I'm not sure you appreciate how inconvenient it is, moving from one bishop's palace to the next, chairing meetings with some of the most god-awful people under the sun, all to make you look good as a benevolent guiding shepherd.
Serving God doesn't make it worthwhile.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get our rewards in heaven. Is there anything wrong with having some on earth as well?
There endeth the sermon for today.
Look, Michael, Simon Brooker's clearly behind you. If you've got a base of support at Lambeth Palace, it could swing things for you. Having the backing of the Chief of Staff, David Channing hasn't got the same level of support. Simon's the power behind the throne.
I'm not the right man for the job.
Oh, for God's sake.
You don't think a loss of faith? You don't see it as a stumbling block?
I think it's about being pragmatic.
Pragmatic?
You want David Channing as Archbishop of Canterbury?
Of course not.
So do something about it. You think you're the first bishop to suffer a crisis of faith?
I might be the first bishop to suffer a crisis of faith, but still consider running for Archbishop of Canterbury.
Are you doing this deliberately?
Doing what?
Being so bloody obstructive.
Obstructive? I thought I was being honest.
If you sit back and do nothing, you might as well give David Channing your support publicly. I can't see anybody else being a realistic alternative. And if David makes it to Lambeth Palace and you see all the work undone that you and Anthony Taylor started, you will only have yourself to blame.
I don't know.
Has everything got to be an argument? I don't think you realise how much I've given up for you, Michael.
Well, I'm sorry if you see our marriage as a sacrifice.
You need to be pushed, if you want my opinion.
Not sure.
There comes a point when you have to nail your colours to the cross.
Must.
You know what I mean. Move!
Simon Brooker? No further comment. Stable and comfortable. There'll be a full statement tomorrow morning. Yeah. Good night.
How long can we fend them off?
A few hours, no more.
So how do you think this is going to go?
Who knows? The Prime Minister isn't even restricted to British bishops when he makes a selection for Archbishop.
I can't believe we're in this situation. It's ridiculous. If the selection is ultimately made by a Prime Minister who might not even be a Christian...
Taylor couldn't have died at a more inopportune moment.
We have to remember the worldwide Anglican Communion.
I don't think anybody's forgotten about them.
We need to placate the Americans and encourage the Africans.
By the time you've appointed a new Archbishop, it might all be too late.
Indeed.
Yeah?
Patrick Latimer's here.
Oh, Patrick, come in.
Simon.
Good of you to come so late.
Oh, I didn't think I had a choice. I thought it was a three-line whip.
Coffee?
God, no. Nothing stronger.
Nothing stronger than communion wine.
Oh, coffee, then. Well, I'm assuming things are serious with the ABC.
He died. Between the late shipping forecast and bells on Sunday.
He's dead?
Well, of course, we'd never pray for an archbishop to die a slow and lingering death. It does allow for forward planning.
Oh, where are we with the route map?
It never got any further than the green paper.
Route map?
The Pilling report. To change the way the Crown Nominations Commission elects a new archbishop.
Act in haste, repent at leisure.
If we're looking for some sort of continuity of leadership...
Are we looking for that?
Aren't we?
We've got a clean slate. I think we should seize it with both hands.
Incidentally...
Yeah?
I'm here because...
The homosexuality question.
I wouldn't say my experience was exhaustive. I wouldn't want people to think that I was an authority, necessarily.
We need to buy some time to regroup. I don't want news of Taylor's death to leak out. I want to make sure we're absolutely on top of the issues here.
You're trying to block David Channing.
Well, he's obviously going to be nominated. It's 10 years since he was translated to York.
Sadly, he was lost in translation. Huh. Dullest man ever to break a communion wafer.
Dull, yeah, but the CNC are going to see him as a safe pair of hands, especially after Taylor. It's caused a lot of ill feeling with the government. He was an embarrassment.
So, who are you touting?
I'm thinking Michael Lombard. I've sounded him out. I'm sure he'll come round.
Lombard? With the pushy wife?
What?
I was stuck next to her at the Lambeth conference. Models herself after Medea.
She's a former TV political editor.
BBC?
No, ITV, I think.
Does it matter?
It might.
She's a pretty determined social climber. I think she'd make sacrifices in the pursuit of power. And he's the right sort of Anglican.
Not so much an implacable theologian that he'll grate with the modernisers. Mm-hmm. Not so liberal and happy-clappy that he'll offend the Conservatives. Huh.
It's always difficult balancing it out.
It's GS.
GS?
Goldilocks syndrome. Too high church, too low. It's a bugger of a job finding one who's just right.
You think we can trust them?
Grace, this has to be a family decision. Seb, Jade, are you coming?
No!
We need to talk.
Or is this the drugs chat again?
No.
Why? Should we be talking about drugs?
No.
We are talking about whether or not your father considers accepting the nomination for Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yeah, why not?
Jade!
Yeah, why not? Seriously, that's the best you can do.
What?
Dad wants to be Archbishop.
Right. This is absolutely off the record. Anthony Taylor's very ill.
What do you think?
Do we get to have parties at Lambeth Palace and a helicopter and stuff?
Look, if nobody's got anything intelligent to say...
Ignore Seb.
Well?
Well, what?
If this is supposed to be a family discussion, discuss.
It's up to Dad.
Don't pass the buck, darling.
You're the one who's actually going to be Archbishop.
Don't get ahead of yourself. I haven't even been nominated.
Right, he might crash and burn.
If you haven't got anything helpful to say...
I'm trying to balance things out, yin to your yang.
Okay, okay.
So, I mean... In principle, you wouldn't mind?
No.
No, it's kind of cool.
Okay, then.
Okay.
If I am nominated, then I'll accept with your support.
You'd be great, Dad.
Well done.
Woo! Look,
go, Dad.
Don't get carried away.
And this is absolutely between these four walls. Nothing on Facebook, please. Grace Lombard? Yes, he's here.
Who is it?
Simon Brooker.
Simon, if I didn't know better, I think you bugged Diocesan House. I've been thinking about what you said. I would like to throw my hat into the ring. What? When? Yes. Yes, of course, I'll come at once.
I've never really understood the finer points of rugby.
There are no finer points, Robin. It's all about brute force.
You give me a game of strategy, something to get my teeth into. OK, look, can I run you through some hypotheticals?
Oh, must we?
I'm your communications director, David. I'm communicating. It's what I do.
Pull your finger out, get stuck in!
The way I see it, Lambeth Palace are deliberately keeping us out of the loop.
But why?
Well, I'm assuming Dr. Taylor's in a worse state than anyone's letting on. Give Simon Brooker time to manoeuvre behind the scenes, get behind a likely successor for Archbishop of Canterbury before the opposition can mobilise.
You think he's that Machiavellian?
Well, that's what I'd be doing in his position.
I don't doubt it.
Yes? Who? Dr. Channing's with me. It's for you.
Who is it, Robin?
Alicia Latham.
Alicia Latham? Dean Latham?
Yes.
Nice. Alicia, what... He's what? Yes. Thank you.
Well?
The Archbishop of Canterbury.
How bad is it?
He's dead.
Okay, then. Time to set the ball in motion.
I can confirm that the Right Honourable Dr. Anthony Taylor, the Archbishop of Canterbury, passed away last night at St. Thomas's Hospital. After receiving treatment yesterday morning.
I think the Archbishop of York, Dr. David Channing, has always been in the running to become the next primate, but I think it's a question of whether his dyed-in-the-wool conservative ethos is at odds with the current direction of Lambeth Palace. On the face of it, betting man would have to say that Michael Lombard offers the most favourable odds.
And we're just hearing reports this evening that the Bishop of Truro, Dennis McNair, is also a possible contender.
Well, that's right, Sam. But we shouldn't write off the Archbishop of York quite yet. We have to remember that David Channing is ably supported by Robin Pennington, the Archbishop's communications director. Sources in the General Synod tell me he's something of a mover and shaker, so I think we could say we're under starter's orders, but is it already a one-horse race? Sam, back to you in the studio.
Anything from Lambeth Palace?
It's deliberate. They're leaving me in the dark. York's completely out of the loop. Simon Brooker won't return my calls. Something's going on, Robin.
It's like the death of Lenin. Nobody groomed to take over.
You sense a Stalin on the horizon?
I wouldn't worry. I think the Crown Nominations Commission are likely to go for a more conservative choice. Mm. Dr. Taylor was an embarrassment, more politician than primate. What the Synod want now is a churchman, pure and simple. And from the conversations I've been having today, seems like a lot of members of the Synod would like that man to be you.
I just wish Lombard didn't have an office at Lambeth Palace.
Only in his role as advisor on interfaith relations, nothing more than that.
Makes him look like the heir apparent. So how do we play this? We go in hard?
Well, I'm all for playing the long game. Give Michael Lombard and Simon Brooker enough rope to hang themselves. Nobody wants the fringes of lefty lunacy anymore. Archbishop Taylor tried it, it didn't work.
Lombard's a better public speaker than I am.
Already on it. I've booked a vocal coach and motivational therapist.
And gag writer?
2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Press office, Russell Gray speaking.
Did you know the Pope has 20 Popemobiles at different locations around the world?
Fascinating.
Simon, are you taking this seriously?
I just think it's a bad time to be planning for a papal visit. So critical of the PM. Yeah. I don't think we want to get embroiled in all that at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much indeed. Bye.
You know the UK are responsible for financing the visit, and that on top of the recession and hosting the Olympics.
Why doesn't the Vatican just sail a Michelangelo?
Oh, are you going to suggest it?
I booked you a taxi to Heathrow.
Fine, great.
Your plane gets into Rome at 1:55 p.m. local time.
Thanks.
Cardinal Danicle will meet you at Fiumicino Airport.
Have a good flight.
I'd rather not be going. We haven't even buried Antony.
Relax, enjoy it. When in Rome, do as the Roman Catholics do. We'll take care of things while you're away.
I'm sure you will. That's why I don't want to go.
You should see this.
What?
The BBC News website. David Channing's appointed a new communications director.
Yes. Anyone we know?
Alicia Latham.
But she's the Dean of Christchurch. She's my dean.
Not anymore.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, Michael.
Cigarette?
No, thank you. I've given up another vice down the drain.
You don't mind if I...
Be my guest.
Cigarettes are 20% cheaper in Vatican City. There's no incentive to give.
You look tired. Hypochondria by proxy. It's all the travel.
Of course. Dr. Taylor's death, it's been a loss for all of us.
Yes.
His Holiness was saddened. He was a good man.
Yes.
But this won't affect the papal visit next year.
No.
You are the obvious man to replace Archbishop Taylor.
Not sure. It could go the other way. It's still a political appointment, given the choice. I think the Prime Minister would choose a candidate who would keep quiet. Antony Taylor did a lot to weaken the relationship between church and state. He was too political.
That was a good thing. He gave us courage. Without his support, there would be no liberation theology at the Vatican. Things are changing here, Michael.
Welcoming dissident Anglicans into the Roman Catholic Church.
The most profound development in Anglican-Catholic relations in the 500 years. It's no coincidence that His Holiness is visiting the United Kingdom. Our faith, it's the same.
And a more tolerant approach to sexuality?
Maybe. The Pope's not saying the Catholic Church condones ministry to homosexuals, but he stopped short of describing it as a moral evil. It's a conciliatory move.
Little steps.
Exactly.
It's strange to find the Church of England trailing behind the Catholic Church.
If there was something wrong...
Wrong?
You would tell me.
My cardinal confessor.
If you like.
You never find it hard to find God's purpose.
I'm a Catholic, but I'm still human. A troubled heart.
So, I suppose.
It's doubts that make us human. It's part of our journey.
Pilgrimage?
Yes. Things are lost before they are found again.
Well, that's one way of looking at things.
It's the only way of looking at things.
Thank you.
What have I done?
You've let me talk. Nobody else seems very interested in what I actually think at the moment. People only seem concerned with what they think, I think.
Not a bad turnout.
The worldwide Anglican communion under one roof.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into your house, O Lord. No greater joy than to be in this place, to lift my voice and sing your praise. Oh, I feel sick.
You've been marvellous. The eulogy is your chance to prove yourself as an elder statesman and rub David Channing's nose in it.
So why all the pomp and ceremony?
Because El Presidente wishes it. Show there are no hard feelings.
Where is the PM?
Afghanistan, apparently.
I'm not sure it really communicates no hard feelings if you'd rather fly out to a war zone than attend the funeral of the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Well, there you go.
And the best he could manage was the Minister for Health.
Oh, God.
Ah, tete-a-tete with the Duke of Edinburgh.
I was introducing him to Cardinal Denniker. Light touch paper and retire.
Right.
And bless them, the lesbian and gay Christian movement have dressed down for the occasion.
Nothing to do with me, darling.
No sign of Peter Tatchell?
Well, they're going to winch him down over the font dressed as the angel Gabriel as we commend Taylor's soul to God.
You are joking.
You'll have to wait and see.
This is your opportunity, Michael.
My opportunity for what?
Circulate, schmooze, drum up support from the rank and file.
But it's Anthony's funeral.
I'm sure it's what he'd have wanted.
And you've divined this from heaven, have you?
After days of speculation, a leaked email from the General Synod suggests the lineup is finally in place. The Archbishop of York, Dr. David Channing, the Bishop of Truro, Dr. Dennis McNair, the Bishop of Durham, Dr. Angus Wilson, the Bishop of Leeds, Dr. Sibu Iodu, and the Bishop of Oxford, Dr. Michael Lombard, are now the official contenders in the race to become the 106th Archbishop of Canterbury.
You don't have to be quite so James Bond about it all.
Why?
You're so secretive.
We're not supposed to discuss it with our spouses.
It's the General Synod, not membership of MI Bloody Five. Did you pack socks?
I packed socks.
It's so arcane.
It's absolutely confidential.
Can't you even tell your own wife?
You know I can't.
There are clearly trust issues.
Trust issues?
You can't even discuss it with me.
We're talking about the Church of England.
What about the sanctity of marriage?
You're suggesting I'm undermining that somehow?
Honour thy wife or something. God first, then wife, is that it?
No, God first, then church, then wife.
You are such a hypocrite.
So, you tell me everything, do you?
I am an open book.
And that's what worries me.
That's from outside the General Synod meeting in York. Tom, a bit of a poison chalice for whoever takes over as Archbishop of Canterbury.
Absolutely, Kate. And we're at the very beginning of the decision-making process to decide who'll take over as Archbishop of Canterbury following the sudden death of Dr. Anthony Taylor last month.
And these are difficult times for the Anglican Church. The same-sex partnerships, the ordination of women bishops, and a declining worldwide congregation.
What I'm hearing from inside, is it a sustainable congregation? Probably not.
Almighty God, you have given your Holy Spirit to the Church, that he may lead us into all truth. Bless with his grace and presence the members of this synod. Keep us steadfast in faith and united in love, that we may reveal your glory and prepare the way of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Lombard.
David.
And you know Robin Pennington?
Yes,
Michael.
Hello.
I'm sorry we didn't get to speak in the meeting earlier.
Yes.
So, Simon Brooker twisted your arm.
About what?
Letting your name go forward for Archbishop.
I am capable of making my own decisions.
I'm sure Robin didn't mean...
Are you?
I want you to think before you make any hard and fast decisions.
Think? About what?
About whether or not it's the best decision for the church.
I know Anthony Taylor and I had our run-ins, but I never doubted his convictions. He was a good man, but he wasn't the right man. Ask anyone at the Synod, even Taylor's more optimistic supporters. They'll tell you the same thing. Anthony did nothing to heal the rifts in the Anglican Communion. He couldn't balance his support of American progression and African conservatism. If we want to avoid the Africans breaking away altogether...
We don't want a protracted campaign, a battle of personalities.
I see. Well, personally, I think we should welcome all comers. We need variety, David. A choice for Archbishop isn't a choice if the CNC only have one option.
The church needs unity, Michael, not division.
Enjoy your lunch.
Michael.
Alicia.
If you don't want to speak to me, I completely understand. I wanted to explain...
It's not really necessary, is it?
I'm supporting David because I think he's the right man to lead the Church of England forward.
And that's supposed to console me somehow.
I could support you as Bishop of Oxford, but not as Archbishop of Canterbury. It wouldn't have been right. You know where I stand on homosexuality.
Somewhere to the right of Genghis Khan.
It's against God's word.
But God didn't write his own book, Alicia. He had biographers. If Channing thinks I'm going to back down...
Good. We fight him on this.
So, what happens now?
The Crown Nominations Commission, in their infinite wisdom, whittled down the list of candidates from a short list of 5 names to 2.
But the winner needs to be supported by 2/3 of the voting members.
And David Channing's already whipping up support.
Well, at least we've got enthusiasm on our side.
The last thing the Church needs now is an enthusiastic Archbishop.
Yes, very pithy.
We'll go back to grassroots support. Village halls, town halls. Channing can't communicate in that sort of environment. It's too Victorian. We tackle him on the gay question. We don't shy away from the ordination of women bishops, but not aggressively. You're the voice of liberal Christianity.
Good evening. As the Bishop of Truro, Dr. Dennis McNair, announces his retirement due to ill health, speculation is rife that the 2 remaining contenders for Archbishop of Canterbury are the Archbishop of York, Dr. David Channing, and the Bishop of Oxford, Dr. Michael Lombard. A poll carried out today for the BBC suggests that David Channing would be the most popular choice by a mile. But of course, the decision about the Church of England's top job will ultimately be made by the Prime Minister. In a moment, we'll debate the issues. But first, Catherine Weldon examines David Channing's meteoric rise, which has left Michael Lombard trailing a rather sorry second in public opinion.
Well, essentially, in answer to your question, I think it is important to go back to Scripture.
OK, so we're going to throw this open to the floor now. Hi, yes, at the back there.
There's been a lot in the papers denying the word of God. I just want to know where Dr. Lombard stands when it comes to the debate about literalism and the Bible.
This one, Michael.
Dr. Lombard?
I'd be interested to know what Dr. Lombard thinks, not his advisers.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean by the debate about literalism.
Do you have a specific example?
OK. Lot's wife, for example.
Lot's wife?
Being punished by God and transformed into a pillar of salt.
I don't think anyone seriously believes that Lot's wife was literally transformed into a pillar of salt.
It's there, in the Bible.
Wind it up, Simon.
What?
They're slaughtering him.
Another question.
Give him time. You can still pull this round.
We don't have time. The campaign's a disaster. Channing's running rings around
the woman at the back.
Do actually read the papers. Who knew Channing had a personality?
Great. Another evangelist. Stop this, Simon, now.
An afternoon in the living nativity with an incontinent ram gives an entirely new meaning to all we like sheep. You know, I really used to look forward to Christmas, Claudia. It's a bishop's opportunity to shine. Now I've just been reduced to a photo opportunity. I'm Santa without the presents.
Well, you could do with the publicity. The Gallup poll has you trailing 10 points behind Charlie.
I don't want to know. Jade actually accused me of being a media whore. I said, technically, that's your mother's department.
Your daughter's our target demographic. Disenfranchised pre-20s.
Try to win her over in January with the new ad campaign.
Down with the kids, right?
I don't even know what that means.
Michael, the Guardian wants another photograph. Mitre and Crook, the whole shebang.
My Crook, really?
And the animals at your feet. The loving shepherd, you know.
I'll smile. You just point me in the right direction.
Mum, Dad, I've got something to tell you.
What is it?
You can tell us.
I'm a Christian.
The Church of England shan't that you're out.
And on the subject of angels, I'm joined in the studio by the Bishop of Oxford and Archbishop of Canterbury hopeful, Dr. Michael Lombard. Michael, hi.
Hi.
So, tell me, the outed Christian TV ad and poster campaign, celebrities openly admitting their Christian faith, is it in good taste?
It's about getting bums back on seats.
Or pews?
Yes, it's the Church of England responding to Anglican youth.
So, is this the Church of England waking up to 21st century pop culture? Or is it just a cynical way of breathing life into an outdated institution that leaves most people cold? We want your calls.
Well, I thought it went okay.
Went okay? You misspoke.
I didn't.
You went off message. Bums on seats, for God's sake.
Well, when did God enter into things?
You're talking about the Anglican Communion, not tickets for some West End show. And slow it down a bit.
What?
You speak too quickly. The moment anyone asks you a difficult question, it's like you've been sucking in helium. Makes you sound...
What?
Shifty.
Shifty?
I'm not saying you are shifty, Michael. I'm saying you sound shifty, and that's tantamount to the same thing. Kirsty Walk is going to eviscerate you.
Oh, thanks for that. Suddenly the weight just lifts from my shoulders.
Remember to breathe like this.
I do know how to breathe.
So, show me.
There is nothing wrong with my breathing.
I think you could stand to trim down a little.
This isn't a beauty pageant.
I'm not saying that.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying...
I mean, David Channing isn't exactly Weight Watchers poster boy, is he?
Exactly. That's my point. The Crown Nominations Commission aren't going to take any chances this time round. If you're going to keel over 6 months down the line...
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm not saying you're going to. You just don't want them to think you're going to.
I'm going out.
Where?
For a walk.
Turn it into a jog and you'll lose £5 before you've even noticed it.
Lambeth Palace Press Office?
I want to speak to Simon Brooker. This is Grace Lombard.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting.
Not my problem. Get him on the phone.
Well, I think God's love transcends the traditional boundaries of relationships. Rigidly defined sexual boundaries, as we've known them. It's about forgiveness and tolerance. I think we need to bear in mind Jesus' own tolerance and forgiveness, his forgiveness of Mary Magdalene, for example.
Mary Magdalene?
Yes, I think...
The prostitute Mary Magdalene?
Well, reformed.
David Channing, maybe you could help Michael Lombard out here.
You're comparing homosexuality with prostitution.
No, no, if you listen to what I'm saying...
I'm not sure how clear your point is here, Dr. Lombard. I think you're giving out a very mixed message. On one hand, you talk about loving same-sex partnerships being equal in God's eyes to a heterosexual partnership. Then you talk about forgiveness and tolerance. Is it something to be ashamed of, or isn't it?
No, what I was...
I think there's a very serious point to be made here. If Michael fails to see any distinction between homosexuality and prostitution... Is everything up for grabs? Are you going to argue that God approves of loving acts of prostitution?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It isn't?
No, I...
This is extraordinary. There's absolutely no clarity here. It's obfuscation after obfuscation.
Turn it up.
Kirsty.
Stop name-checking her.
I don't see a hierarchy, you see. And I don't honestly believe God does either. No. But if we attempt to dress him up or sweep that seal under the carpet...
Oh,
that's what God!
This is Car Crash TV.
Well, say something, Michael!
Don't
turn it up. Off!
Press office. Yes. Yes, he's here. Simon, it's for you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, of course. As soon as he comes in. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That was Alicia Latham. She wants to meet with Michael.
Alicia, this is David. It's 2 o'clock. Could you give me a call back when you get this message? Where is she, Robin?
Don't worry. Maybe her train's over.
Not like her not to phone.
She'll be here. We haven't got to be in Canterbury for any questions until 5. Now, look, we have got to focus today.
Sure, sure.
Now, we know the honesty question's going to come up, then the ball's in your court. Dress it up. Don't make it look like a dirty tactic. Be open and upfront about it.
Is it true, Michael Lombard, that as Bishop of Oxford, you knowingly ordained to practicing homosexual priests?
Exactly.
Well, you really do have no compassion.
Once you get elected Archbishop, you can be as compassionate as you want.
Your conscience is clear, then.
We'll crucify him, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
We'll sink him with this, David. Homosexuality is a hotbed, and I mean that in the metaphorical sense. A hotbed of politics and intrigue.
Come in.
Thank you.
Don't forget any questions.
Yes, thank you, Russell.
I booked you a car to Canterbury at 3.
I'm afraid I haven't
got my... I won't keep you long.
Would you close the door, Russell?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Please, do sit down.
Would you mind if I don't?
No, of course. Can I get you a...
Michael.
Tea? Coffee?
I need to talk to you about David Channing. He He hasn't been... I don't think he's fit for office.
What?
He's been ill. Still is ill.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't understand.
I'm having trouble reading between the lines.
Mentally ill.
What?
He talks to God.
Well, isn't that a prerequisite?
God talks back.
Oh.
He's been like this before. I've known David for a long time. We were very close when I was deaconess at Birmingham. Very close.
Right.
Yes. I was married. David's wife had died. It started out as a friendship.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I trust you, Michael. Because I don't trust Robin.
So why did you go over to him, if you thought he was mentally unwell?
I didn't think he was mentally unwell now. I thought he'd recovered. But the way he's allowing Robin to manipulate him...
I'm not sure...
Robin's been tipping off the press. All sorts of squalid innuendo. David's not saying a thing. It's a whisper campaign, Michael. That's what happened to the Bishop of Truro. Collateral damage, according to Robin.
And what exactly do you want me to do with this?
Talk to David with me.
And say what?
He'll have to force him to stand down. I can't let the church fall into the hands of a man who's mentally unstable. Because if the Prime Minister nominates him for Archbishop, it'll be too late.
Downing Street's announcing the name of the Archbishop designate in the next couple of days. We could blow Channing out of the water with this. Think about it, Michael. He's the only obstacle in our way now. The press would have a field day.
Abandon everything for the sake of a quick victory. Humiliate him.
But he hears God.
Don't forget, our whole religion is founded on a two-way dialogue between God and Christ.
There's a fine line between deep-rooted religious faith and clinical depression, Michael.
Robin doesn't know. I'm meeting Channing with Alicia before any questions.
So how did Alicia find out?
Channing and Alicia had an affair. Briefly, it was years ago. She booked him into a psychiatric unit. She's even got a copy of the psychiatric assessment.
God, this gets better and better.
You really do mean that, don't you?
What exactly are you going to say?
I'm going to try to convince him to pull out as a nominee with his reputation intact. Otherwise? Let's pray it doesn't come to that.
Robin would want me to frisk you.
Frisk me?
Make sure you weren't bugged. You're not, are you?
No.
This is just between the three of us, David.
Canterbury would be the perfect setting for an act of Anglican treachery.
David.
I told Michael that you've been unwell.
You told him what?
I'm worried about you, David.
Really? Did Lombard put you up to this?
No, of course not.
Robin was all suspicious about you coming over to Bishopthorpe Palace.
I came to York because I believed in what you stood for.
And now you don't.
You're not well.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
You have to give up the nomination, David.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't want to humiliate you, David, but...
But? I won't drop out. It's not what God wants.
David... You don't have an option.
Oh. You're blackmailing me?
No. No.
It's what Robin would do in your position.
Yes, but I'm not Robin.
He knows what you did.
Knows what?
About your ordination of homosexual clergy.
How did...
He just seems to find things out.
Yes.
I won't mention it. On any questions, you have my word. I asked God for guidance, Michael.
And what did he say?
He said you mustn't.
I see.
We can't argue with the word of God.
No.
And God told you not to mention my illness?
Well, not directly.
God doesn't speak to you?
No, and it's not as if I haven't given him plenty of opportunity.
But how do you know what God wants you to do?
I suppose we have a sort of tacit understanding.
And if I decided not to pull out as a nominee...
David, I've got a copy of your psychiatric assessment.
Oh.
If you step down now, we'd never have to use it.
Very well.
You will step down?
Do I have a choice?
I never wanted it to come to this.
As I walked through the wilderness of this world.
What?
Bunyan. A Pilgrim's Progress. And God doesn't talk to you. I'm sorry.
Our next question, please.
Is God dead? If not, what does he mean to the panel?
A characteristically any questions question. If God isn't dead, what does he mean to the panel? The Archbishop of York, Dr. David Channing.
Well, I can assure you that God is alive and kicking.
Well, that will reassure some people.
God isn't a remote figure lurking in some lofty cathedral cloister. God is a very real and present friend.
In what way a friend?
Spiritually, literally.
Literally? Surely not literally.
Absolutely. Constantly at my side, advising me.
Through prayer.
Sometimes more directly than that.
I think what Dr. Channing means, we need to be open to the word of God, to allow that spiritual guidance. That is what you mean?
Yes. Yes, of course.
It seems you have an unlikely ally, Dr. Channing.
Well, I think that went as smoothly as we could have hoped.
What did Channing say?
He's going to announce his retirement tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
I think you should see this.
Yes, Claudia?
Tomorrow's Daily Mail.
Bed-hopping bishop with God in his pocket.
Bed-hopping?
They name Alicia Latham.
Oh, God. It'll destroy them.
Who else did you tell?
OK, let's have a look at tomorrow's papers. The Times leads on the race for Lambeth Palace and the revelations about the affair between Dr. David Channing and Alicia Latham. The Daily Mail has the same story. The FT, the rioting in Leeds, and the Indy has new fears about global warming. So no white smoke over Lambeth Palace yet. We'll be back tomorrow. Good night.
Harrogate tomorrow morning. Lunch meeting with craftsmen in Christ.
Oh, can there really be such an organisation?
His father was a carpenter. There's historical precedent.
I just want to go to sleep.
You've got a 3 o'clock radio interview in York down the line to Broadcasting House.
I'm tired, Grace. I don't sleep well in hotels.
Is there a problem I should know about?
You tell me.
Yes. Do you know what time it is? Yes. He's right next to me. Michael. Michael!
Well, who is it?
It's Simon. Oh.
Yes, what?
What is it?
Yes. Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Well? What did he want? What's happened?
I'm... You're lying next to the 106th primate since St. Augustine.
Michael!
I'm Archbishop Designate. Happy now?
The Queen has nominated the Most Reverend Michael Charles Lombard, Bishop of Oxford, for election by the Dean and Chapter of Canterbury, in the place of the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Anthony Taylor, Lord Archbishop of Canterbury, Primate of All England.
Michael Jonathan Lombard, do so affirm, and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures, and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness.
Will Archbishop Lombard be his own man, or will he stick doggedly to the footsteps of his predecessor? That's the question for the Church of England.
The Prime Minister is certainly a less troubled man. It's clear that Archbishop Lombard has chosen to offer political counsel...
The Pope's visit next month will be our first real chance to assess Archbishop Lombard's primacy. Clearly a peacemaker, a champion of interfaith relations, will he be able to promote that interfaith discourse on a truly international level?
There's a Newsnight interview on Tuesday.
Paxman.
Gavin Esler.
Good.
At 10, you've got a meeting about the Easter Day Eucharist of Canterbury and Cardinal Daneker at 11.
Thank you, Russell.
You've got an interview with the BBC World Service for Reporting Religion. Oh, and they want to confirm your music selection for Desert Island Discs.
My what?
You are the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael.
Good evening, you guys.
Oh, sorry, it's a photograph for the ABC website.
As I walked through the wilderness of this world.
What?
Nothing.
Smile, darling.
The Pope will be staying as a guest of the Apostolic Nuncio in Wimbledon.
He'll meet with Rabbi Sayer on the Wednesday evening and celebrate the sacrament of baptism at Westminster on Thursday. And there'll be an informal lunch with the Archbishop's family here at Lambeth Palace.
Yes, yes. Russell, would you leave us for a moment?
Sorry?
I'd like a word in private with Cardinal Daneker.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Your Eminence.
I need to talk to you.
Your Grace?
Becoming an Anglican, it was never an ideological opposition to Catholicism. My father was a Catholic.
Yes, I saw your interview with CNN.
Yes, of course. I think becoming an Anglican, it started out as an act of defiance, and somehow it took hold. And yet I never... God never speaks to me. Do you understand?
I'm not sure.
How do you know when you found true faith?
I imagine that's different for everyone.
But for you, what did it feel like for you?
When I found God, I was still only a boy. It felt like I had come home.
I think there's always a danger that theology can get in the way of instinctive faith. We can over-rationalize.
Yes.
It's healthy to maintain an ongoing inner dialogue.
I worry sometimes that God doesn't exist anymore. Mm. Then I worry that I'll offend God by worrying that he doesn't exist.
I think Easter brings out the self-flagellator in all of us. Something to do with the light.
And then I'm aware, deep down, I knew instinctively that God was there all along. He never left me.
It's not proof of existence, Michael. It's proof of faith. It's not the same thing.
Do you see God's purpose in all this? Was it preordained that I should become Archbishop of Canterbury, do you think?
I shouldn't think so for one minute.
No?
I think you owe it all to human intervention.
I'm sorry?
I've never lied to you, Michael. The PM had nominated David Channing as Archbishop. Well, it was Grace's hatchet job that changed his mind.
I'm sorry.
You do know, don't you?
Know what?
It was Grace who leaked Alicia Latham's affair with Channing to the press. Even managed to get a copy of Channing's psychiatric assessment, God knows how.
What?
You didn't know?
No.
You really are a hostage to fortune.
I'm hoping to get the Dalai Lama to dinner.
Lucky old Dalai Lama.
The painting over there. They say it arrived with Cardinal Pole, the four doctors of the church.
I have been here to dinner before.
You can still see the slashes on the dub at the top of the painting.
Slashes?
Excellent.
Shut up,
from
sir.
The Civil War, apparently.
No faulting your research.
Shall we sit?
Where have you been? I was getting worried.
Were you, Grace?
Apparently the table extends to seat 12.
Fascinating.
Homes and Gardens are coming on Tuesday.
Coming here?
They want to know what plans we've got for redecorating.
Do we have plans?
Oh, yes.
Am I supposed to be there?
No, they're profiling me.
A psychological profile.
This year of grace.
Inspired.
Is this Christianity as you know it, Grace?
I'm sorry.
You okay, Dad?
You lied to me, Grace, about David Channing.
We'll talk about this later.
No, we'll talk about it now. You leaked the story about his mental illness to the papers.
I couldn't risk Channing being elected over you. Somebody had to help you.
But not like that.
He would have come out sooner or later. I just helped things along on their natural course.
I'm surprised his psychiatric record didn't show up on the Lambeth list.
Well, it wouldn't. As long as his insanity didn't actually lead to embezzlement or molestation.
And we know for a fact that it didn't.
Stop it now.
Your Grace.
It was your moment, Michael.
But I'd lost my faith.
You were the right man for the job.
Hello? Who is this?
I'm sorry if I woke you.
Yes?
This is Michael Lombard.
Your Grace?
No. Not anymore.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Is there anything...
I have to speak to you.
Are you sick?
No. I'm ready to come home. Oh, my God. I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because they offend thee, my God.
What's happening? Where's Michael?
You need to read this.
What is it?
His resignation.
His what? Where is he? We can stop this.
It's been emailed to all the major news agencies.
Michael can't do this. Not without talking to me, can he?
I think he already has.
We've got to find him now.
It's 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 5th of March. Good morning. This is Today with Sarah Montague and Dominic Reed. The headlines this morning. It was announced last night that Dr. Michael Lombard has resigned as Archbishop
of Canterbury. The Church of England has been rocked to its very foundations following the shock resignation of the Archbishop of Canterbury.
We've all heard the song Doing the Lambeth Walk. Well, Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Michael Lombard, has done just that.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
In Lambeth Palace, by Christopher William Hill, Michael Lombard was played by Alex Jennings, and David Channing by Geoffrey Whitehead. Grace Lombard was played by Phoebe Nichols, Patrick Latimer by Murray Melvin, and Alicia Latham by Susan Jameson. Cardinal Daneker was played by Malcolm Tierney, Simon Brooker by Philip Fox, Claudia Chisholm by Caroline Guthrie, Russell Graves by Stephen Hogan, and Anthony Taylor by Sam Dale. Robin Pennington was played by Jonathan Taffler, Jade Lombard by Lizzie Watts, and Seb Lombard by Benjamin Askew. Other parts were played by Janice Aqua, Matt Addis, and Paul Ryder. Kirsty Walk and Jonathan Dimbleby appeared as themselves. The director was Mary Peat.
Looking ahead, a promiscuous mannequin's murder in Paris in 1948 stylishly distracts Noel Coward. That's when Malcolm Sinclair and Eleanor Bronze star in A Bullet at Balmain's. This time next week. This week, for the first time on Radio 4 Extra, we'll enjoy some amiable tweets in the company of an actor who was famous for playing amiable twits, the late Derek Nimmo. Aided by recordings from the BBC Sound Archive, he'll share his love of birdlife, the countryside and outdoor pursuits with the interviewer Derek Jones as part of Sounds Natural.
Your background in youthful days was Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yes.
That doesn't sound the ideal part of the country to go out on natural history excursions.
Well, we did have certain advantages. We did have really quite major sewage farms at that time. And there's one in Fazakerley in particular, which covered many acres, which was really quite a remarkable place. I think over 65 different species were seen there in one particular year. Unfortunately, now with modern sprinklers, the sewage farms aren't what they used to be. But apart from that, all the lowland area of Liverpool was very interesting from a bird point of view. And, of course, any coastal area is terribly fascinating. And then, in contrast to that, one had North Wales, all the hills of North Wales, with a mass of warblers during nesting time, which were particularly worth watching.
From the parsonage to the parson bird and beyond, Derek Nimmo will be talking all things bright and beautiful as he imparts his pastoral pleasures in Sounds Natural. That's this Friday evening at 6:30.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's 5 o'clock and welcome to 4 Extra with me, Alan Smith, where in a minute Ted Hughes will be reading from his award-winning reworking of Ovid's Metamorphoses in Poetry Extra. That's next. Then we've a mix of music and comedy when Alex Horn and his band will be joined by Izzy Sutty to explore the theme of travel. Get your passports ready as Alex Horn presents the Horn Section. That's at 5:30. Now, in Poetry Extra, Tales from Ovid, the poet Ted Hughes reads from his award-winning reworking of Ovid's Metamorphoses, stories of the teeming underworld and overworld of Romanized Greek myth and legend. The programme's introduced by Radio 4 and 4 Extra's poet-in-residence, Daljit Nagra.
What do you do to the woman who your lover has made pregnant? How do you make a woman pregnant when she is violently against this? What do you do when you long for a perfect beauty to fall in love with you? How does it feel when someone blocks your tunnels so you can't give birth whilst in labour? These are just some of the unsavoury questions explored by the stories I've chosen. The four tales each provide us a scenario that has a passionately physical outcome. The stories are from Ted Hughes' Tales from Ovid. The first story begs the question, what can you do when your lover has impregnated a younger woman? Well, let's see how Juno deals with this situation when she finds out her lover, Jove, has made Semele pregnant. This is a powerful story of Juno's sinister jealousy and Semele's gullibility and naive flouting of the laws of nature. The tale Semele was first broadcast in April 1998.
Semele. Juno was incensed when she learned it. Jove had impregnated Semele. Curses came bursting out